This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government has launched several schemes and programs with women at the center which have benefited every section of society. Speaking through video conference from New Delhi on the occasion of the launch of Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana for Bihar, the Prime Minister said, the double engine government at the centre and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar government in Bihar is working together for women's welfare.
मुख्यमंत्री महिला रोजगार योजना शुरू की जा रही है. इस योजना से अब तक 75 लाख बहनें जुड़ चुकी हैं. अभी एक साथ इन सभी 75 लाख बहनों के बैंक अकाउंट में 10-10 हजार रुपए भेजे गए हैं. आज वाकई बिहार की बहनों बेटियों के लिए कितना बड़ा, कितना महत्वपूर्ण ये कदम नीतीश जी की सरकार ने उठाया है.
The Prime Minister announced that under this scheme, more than 75 lakh women beneficiaries have received a direct transfer of 10,000 rupees each into their bank accounts. He said the foundation for this was laid 11 years ago through the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, which enabled the opening of millions of bank accounts for women. He underlined that assistance is being transferred directly into women's accounts without corruption. Calling the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana a Navratri gift, the Prime Minister expressed confidence that with the double engine government's efforts, Bihar would have the highest number of Lakhpati Didis. India termed the statement by NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte regarding a purported phone conversation between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin as factually incorrect and entirely baseless. Responding to a query on the NATO Secretary General's statement during a media briefing in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said no such conversation has taken place. He added that India expects the leadership of an important institution like NATO to exercise greater responsibility and accuracy in its public statesmen.
At no point has Prime Minister Modi spoken with President Putin in the manner suggested. No such conversation has taken place. We expect the leadership of an important and esteemed institution like NATO to exercise greater responsibility and accuracy in public statements. Speculative or careless remarks that misrepresent the Prime Minister's engagement or suggest conversations that never occurred are unacceptable.
President Draupadi Murmu has appointed 24 judges in Allahabad High Court. Among them are senior advocates Vivek Saran, Garima Prasad and Sudhanshu Chauhan. Besides, two judges have been appointed in Himachal Pradesh High Court, while one permanent judge and three additional judges were appointed in Karnataka High Court. These appointments were made after consultation with Chief Justice of India. Department of Post has revised the Inland Speed Post document tariff, and Ministry of Communication has said that the revised tariff will be effective from 1st of next month. In local areas for Speed Post, the new tariff will be 19 rupees for items weighing up to 50 grams. Beyond 50 grams to 250 grams, the rate will be 24 rupees and the tariff will be 28 rupees for items weighing above 250 to 500 grams. Besides, items weighing up to 50 grams for distance up to 200 to above 2000 kilometers will attract a tariff of 47 rupees. Meanwhile, minimum charges for items weighing more than 50 grams to 250 grams for 200 kilometers will be 59 rupees, and for more than 2000 kilometers, this will attract 77 rupees. The tariff for speed post has also been revised in the range of 70 to 93 rupees, depending upon distance. The International Cricket Council has handed Pakistan's Harris Rauf a fine of 30% of his match fee and reprimanded Open Sahibzada Farhan for their controversial gestures during the team's Super 4's encounter against India in the men's T20 Asia Cup on Sunday. And that's the end of the news bulletin.